Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
Enjoyed Gift Grub this morning there, but we had another live one on. Daniel, he was talking about being on a train. He was on a train. He didn't want to say where, but then at the end he said it was Limerick. Something to do with Limerick. Anyway, so he was on a train and here he was talking about a new phenomenon, which, you know, I thought everybody had AirPods or, you know, kind of some sort of headphones on, but a lot of people are listening to stuff out loud, basically. When they're on the train, they're saying, this is my territory now. I can listen to whatever I like at whatever level I want.
Now, there was a woman next to me, on the, sitting beside me on the train, and she was on FaceTime next to me, holding the phone in the air, having a full blare conversation with some fella. And she was there, how big is the wart now, Eamon? And he's there, ah! How big is the wart now? Is it infected?
So, Tommy was in touch with us from Kerry. I haven't actually heard this yet, but this was Tommy's reaction.
Morning. Mario's there. He's on the board there about the trains. Jesus Christ, no matter what carriage you go into on a train, or, there's always some fella or some woman shouting in the phone and everyone know their business. And, I mean, there's no such thing as a nice, comfortable, relaxed train ride anymore. Tommy and Kerry, up the kingdom.
Come on, up the kingdom. And so obviously it is something that's happening on trains all over the place. So you'd imagine, like, I mean, you know, Éireann Road Éireann, they're pretty good at making rules about things. You know, they'd be able to make some sort of a rule that if you want to use a device like that, you've got to put your headphones on. We had a note in there from Dee. He said, morning Ian and team, I was on a Dublin bus yesterday, sitting downstairs. Three people were shouting into their mobiles at the same time. I luckily had my headphones. Great show, says Dee. Thank you very much, Dee. Thank you for listening. Good to have you with us. Yeah, I mean, I think with technology the way it is today, with both hearing, like the speakers that you get out of phones and also the microphones, you actually do not have to shout anymore. You don't have to shout. You can talk normally and you will be heard. Just if everybody got that into their heads, because I think they think when they have to talk and they go, hello, hey, how's it going? You don't really need to do that at all. Honestly. Dee, thank you very much. Hopefully it all calms down, but at least you've got your headphones. Trish is in Cork and she was on to us as well. Hey, Trish.
You know, I was on the train coming from Dublin to Cork on Friday and there was this woman sitting across from me. Her phone rang and she said, I guess it was her daughter. She said, I'm putting you on loudspeaker, so be quiet now when you're talking. I rest my case.
Put you on loudspeaker, so be quiet now. I love it. I love it. Maybe didn't quite understand the technology, but we could have train stories every day. Lots of people getting in touch. Shauna is back with us.
Hello.
Did you have a nice day off yesterday?
I did.
Ah,
I cleaned the house.
You cleaned the house?
I cleaned the house.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where'd
I got stuck
start?
In.
Where'd you start?
It was my bedroom really that had to be done.
Okay.
So I really lashed through it. Got a lot done.
Skirting boards?
Oh, the skirting boards were done. I hoovered the ceiling. Like,
really?
We were in that territory. It was great.
Headboard
got hoovered, yes.
I'm only saying that because I actually have seen my headboard and I think it needs a bit of an old job.
Listen, you wouldn't even notice and then you run your finger
along
and you go,
oh my God. Anyway, showbiz news today, Jack Rayner's new role.
Yes, he's going to be starring in the latest movie to get a reboot, The Mummy. So The Mummy was originally released back in the 1930s. It got a very successful remake in 1999 starring Brendan Fraser. And now our very own Jack Rayner has been signed up as the leading man in a new take on the horror. So he will play a husband and father who finds himself in a tangle with some sinister supernatural forces. So according to the director, this is going to be unlike any mummy movie you've ever laid your eyeballs on before.
Because Jack Rayner's in it.
Well, that's it. He's going to dig deep into the earth and raise something very ancient and very frightening. It's going to be filmed in Ireland and Spain. Production kicks off here next week and the movie will be released on the 17th of April 2026.
Good man, Jack.
Yeah.
He's very good at playing characters.
I love Jack Rayner.
Did you see him in that thing with Nicole Kidman?
The Perfect Couple.
He's
excellent.
He's really good in that now.
And very comedic. A great comedic style as well.
And he's an absolute piece of work, like the character
yoke
he's playing,
he
does it really
well.
He's
very good. Yeah.
Good on you, Jack.
Yeah.
George Clooney's. Oh. Big announcement.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Look, Ian, George Clooney, he made his name.
Is he going grey again?
No, well, he will eventually, but he made his name as a romantic, charming, smooth, leading man.
Right.
Exhibit A.
Ooh.
It's like seeing someone for the first time. Like you could be passing on the street and
you look at each other, and for a few seconds, there's this kind of a recognition. Like you both know something. The next moment, the person's gone. And it's too late to do anything about it. And you always remember it because it was there, and you let it go. And you think to yourself, what if I had stopped? What if I had said something? What if? What if?
Oh, George. What if? What if indeed? I'm here to tell you, Ian, the sad news that George Clooney is hanging up his romantic boots. Oh. So he said he will never do a romantic movie again. He said he's 63 years old. He does not need to compete with 25-year-old leading men anymore. And that is the end of it for him.
But aren't there some great, more mature roles that are very romantic?
I think there's absolutely a place for George
Clooney.
Still
room for you, George.
He could act them all out of the water.
Exactly. We got a voice note sent into us there.
Eno. What's the name of that movie? Because now I want to watch it. Oh, you gotta love a bit of George.
You gotta love a bit of George. They still love you, George, just in case he's tuned in. You never know. Today FM is now global. He could be anywhere. He could be down in the middle of Italy listening to the radio saying, I'll put on a few tunes. So, George, don't give up on us, baby. That was Niamh, by the way. Thank you very much, Niamh. And the movie, Niamh, for your viewing pleasure later on, is Out of Sight, and it was 1998. God, he must have looked really great then in 1998. And it starred George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo. That'll be good. Rachel, you are very welcome to The Breakfast Show on Today FM. Before we go any further, how's Mick?
Mick is good. He's not a bother on him.
Not a bother. He had a bit of a problem. He had to go to A&E over the weekend, I believe.
He did, because he was angle grinding and he managed to get multiple shards of steel in his eyeball.
Oh, good God, the poor fella. They were able to get them out, were they, the shards? Yeah.
Well, the care doc got one out, the doctor in Vincent's got one out, one came out during the night, and then the A&E and the eye and ear got the rest out.
Oh, very good. Okay, so they're all out now. That's good. And Mick is Mick Byrne. He is your husband. And you've got three fab kids, Theo, Kitty and Elsa.
And yes, they are my treasures.
And you are living the idyllic life there, farming just outside Arklow.
That's it, Ian. That's it, yeah.
That's a good way to describe it, is it?
Yeah. We're living the best life, yeah.
Excellent, very good. And what do you farm? Like, what's the main kind of thrust of it?
Oh, we have dairy cows.
Dairy cows, oh, very good, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. All right, well, listen, best of luck with that. And the weather is getting a bit better as well, so it's a bit more conducive to being out and about, I suppose, isn't it?
It is indeed, and the grass is starting to grow, the cows are getting out, we've nearly finished calving, and everything is going according to plan. So
and you're doing the kickstart on Today FM, sure, I mean, what more do you want?
What more do I want?
Okay, we've got Maura Malloy. Maura is getting ready to have a go at Waffle this morning. She's heading to Dublin and she is a teacher. Anyway, let's see how Maura gets on. Hi, Maura, how are you?
Hello. Hi.
Are you well?
Good, I'm good. How are you?
Great. Now, it was nice when I was driving in this morning. What's it like now? Still looking nice?
It's actually getting a bit dull now, but I can see blue skies ahead. So.
Yeah, very good. Blue skies.
Driving towards them.
And you're driving to Dublin to do a bit of teaching, is it?
Yeah.
Do you do that every day?
Yeah, well, I don't drive every day. I just had to go collect my car. It was in the garage.
Oh, right. Very good, very good. Okay, and it's all sorted now, is it?
Yeah.
Excellent. What was wrong with it?
I don't know, something with the heat in your car. I couldn't tell
you. Something with the heat. She'll need the heat now for another few months.
That's true.
All right, Maura. Well, listen, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm just going to explain how it works, just for anybody who's listening for the first time. I'm going to give you a topic, and then you waffle about that topic for 30 seconds. Every time you say something that's on a list in front of me, I've got a list of five, you'll hear the waffle ding, okay? So if you hear that five times, you've won €1,000. It's as simple as that. It's hard to do. It's a bit of a challenge. You've got to get all my five, and you might say ones that you think are legitimate for us, you know, for the topic, but they mightn't come up as... they're not on my list, basically. So. Anyway, listen, best of luck. And it's only a bit of crack, all right? So here we go, Maura. Here comes your topic for today. Best of luck.
Today's waffle topic is...
The Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book, okay. Bluey, Moby, swinging. Let me think. The Cove, is it where they live?
What?
Who
made it? Who made it? Who was the big?
Oh, who made it?
the company, oh, the big company that has all these parks around the world.
Sorry.
I was trying to lead you down the road of Disney there.
Disney, okay.
Yeah. So you got Disney. You didn't get Disney, but you got Mowgli. You got. You said Bluey first, but then you said Blue. So that's Blue. Yeah. So Mowgli and Blue. So you got two of them right, and then we had two of the songs from the Jungle Book in there as well.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
Look for the necessities. And Ooby Doo, I want to be like you.
Okay.
I want to walk like you. Yeah. Anyway, Maura, listen, you've cheered me up no end, to be honest with you. Thank you very much. And what kind of area do you teach in? Like, I mean, I don't mean what area in Dublin or whatever, but what are you, primary or secondary?
Primary school, yeah.
Primary. That's great. You can make a difference to their lives. You can do it, Maura. You can. Listen, thanks a million. Great talking.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.